On this episode, I continue my coverage of the propositions that will affect real estate here in the state of California come November.
You're listening to The Andres Segovia Show.
Welcome to The Andres Segovia Show. I am your host, yours truly. And in this episode, I'm wrapping up my proposition coverage of a series that I started in covering the three propositions that affect real estate that are appearing on a November ballot here in the state of California. Before I get started though, I want to mention that for those of you that don't follow me on Instagram, you probably are not aware that I have actually been a part of this push-up challenge. Now, normally I don't get involved in these things. I don't like virtue signaling. I go out and do instead of show, but I have been doing and I'm also showing. So that's why I'm like, you know what, then I'll probably do some posts about these. They go to my Instagram stories, so you don't find anything on my Instagram. That would be why, because I'm not into posting it and just leaving it there for the world to see. No, I'm actively calling on people to take action. And the whole thing about the push-up challenge has been to raise awareness for PTSD and suicide among veterans, because they're estimating to die by suicide 22 daily. And I think that shouldn't be a statistic at all. That shouldn't exist. But the reality has been that there's been at least 20 suicides daily, and that was 4 years ago. So I can't imagine what it is now with everything that we've gone through with the whole lockdown and stuff. So for those that know someone, that have a family member or a friend or a distant relation, a distant friend you haven't spoken to in some time, and you know they've serviced before in the armed forces, it won't hurt for you to give them a call just to check up on them and find out, you know, just catch up and stuff. And in a society today where we live, where, you know, words mean a lot, a good word can go a long way. I know, because saying thank you to the vets when sometimes they're shunned helps a great deal. But also keep in mind as to there's struggles that people fight alone. They struggle in silence. And you will not know about it until it's too late. So if you want that on your head, we're like, oh, I could have done something, don't wait until then. Do something now. And there's veteran projects that I'm going to be leaving links to in the show notes of company's episode of www.theandresegovia.com that you can support if you're interested. If you're interested and your heart's moved, a lot of these people need our help, and they've given so much so we can enjoy our rights to do whatever it is that we do on a day-to-day. So anyway, that's it for that. Just check the show notes, because there'll also be a link to what I'll be covering in this episode, which is to discuss Proposition 15. Proposition 15, if you don't remember anything else, just vote no on it. Proposition 15 is an $11.5 billion a year property tax hike. Oh, California, why do you do this to us? There's always something with that sounds great, and it's not what it's meant for. And California always thinks it could tax until to prosperity, and it hasn't. If anything, we're worse off than we have been every time they try to pass a tax. So let's get to the nitty-gritty of this thing. Here are some quick facts, the truth about the Proposition 15, that you should be aware of, because special interests are pushing this, and it's appearing on November ballot. It goes without saying, and it will destroy, should it pass, Proposition 13's older proposition that was passed by the public. Proposition 13, it will destroy the property tax protections and raise property taxes again by $11.5 billion a year. So here are some of the flaws. Number one, it hurts farmers. Most food items will face higher property taxes, not just once, but several times, as they travel from farm to processing, packaging, distribution, and grocery store, ultimately driving up the cost of living for all Californians. Like, okay, how? Because a property tax, not just on houses, it's also commercial property. So when you keep that into account and it's going up every year, your food is gonna get more expensive. Number two, hurts California's renewable energy goals. Proposition 15 will eliminate the incentive to build solar energy systems, which will endanger California's goals of 100% renewable energy by 2045 and increase utility bills for families, ultimately driving our cost of living even higher. And honestly, we got to do away with that whole goal, or at least push it as far back as possible until it actually becomes sustainable, because as we've realized in the past couple of months, trying to go all solar and wind has not been working out, because guess what happens? Sometimes the wind doesn't blow and the sun doesn't shine about half of the day. Think about that. Number three, hurts California's small businesses. Oh, of course it is. Proposition 15 will make it even more difficult for small businesses to reopen their doors and stay in business as a result of this economic crisis. Yeah, force yourself to close because you're not considered essential. That's what the state said. And then kick you while you're down because here they come with a tax bill. Oh. Number four, hurts local government budgets. Proposition 15 will be a nightmare for local governments to implement. It will create more than $1 billion in new administrative expenses over 3 years for county assessors, which must be repaid before any tax revenue goes towards the measure's stated goal. More bureaucracy. Does this sound familiar? Yeah, it almost sounds like Proposition 19. Lacks accountability and transparency. That tends to be the MO for these things. Taxpayers will receive almost no accountability protections in exchange for $11.5 billion in higher taxes. The new taxes will go to state and local governments to spend however the politicians want, just like they do with the lottery. Can't emphasize that part enough. Number six, it will hurt renters and make California's housing crisis worse. Prop 15 will decrease our housing supply and drive rents and home prices higher as local governments maximize revenue by approving higher tax commercial and industrial developments over affordable housing. Not just that, you pass on, like if you're taxing people that have the power to pass on the tax to the customer, they're gonna get the bill. So yes, they're gonna affect you, trickle down. Number seven, puts education last in line. Prop 15 prioritizes bureaucrats first, local government second, and education last, because of course it does. They never prioritize education, they don't care. Number eight, hurts disability access and fire suppression improvements. Prop 15 subjects disability access and fire suppression improvements on commercial and industrial properties to higher property taxes. Look, it's crazy. Some of this math is pretty straightforward, but because we have a lack of common sense in California and they believe in a world that functions where money grows on trees or whatever, and they think this can go on forever, it doesn't and it won't, and they don't realize that, hey, money is not infinite. You have to source it from somewhere. Borrowing or higher taxes is not the solution when you're spending like crazy. And like I've mentioned before, California is the most mismanaged state in the union. How is it that we continue to struggle with this every single time? And every single time we're going to see some proposition or some kind of ballot initiative to say we need to raise money for our schools. I'm not going to get into the whole education argument in this one because that's not what my platform is for. But if I do, you're definitely going to hear about it on Off the Record, which you can find at www.theandresegovia.com. So I invite you over there for extended commentary on certain topics that I discuss here on the main show. But until then, this is all I'm going to leave with you today. Vote no on Prop 15. By all means, please, whether you're a property owner, housing provider, somewhere between, like a tenant, all of you are affected. Don't think you escape because, yeah, it's going to stick it to them. No, it's not. It's going to stick it to everybody. And it's not going to help anyone in the long run except politicians. The bureaucracy is too big. We need to cut back the fat. So, California, get your act together. And people, let them hear your voices. Vote no on Prop 15, 19, and 21. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Andres Segovia Show. Remember to like, share, subscribe, stay in the know. Follow me on Instagram for behind-the-scenes stuff that goes on for the show and exclusive content that only makes its way to video, which you'll find on YouTube. So, you know, follow me all across. Thank you so much for tuning in to this latest episode of the Andres Segovia Show. As always, I'll see you on the next one.